Hey guys, this is Spilling the Tea
with Austin and Morgan,
and we can't wait to share our lives with you and just let you know a little bit of everything that we think is going on in our lives that would relate to you.
Yes, because like anybody needs their like
somebody to relate.
Helper or whatever. Like, I don't know what to call that. But
even if you don't have a best friend, I feel like we could be.
Yeah, we could be your best friends. We can be your best friends.
So, we wanted to come to y'all and kind of share a little bit about our lives and kind of just be there for anybody and kind of try and relate to what you're going through in your life and problems that you could be like going through that we feel like we've related to
exactly.
In the past.
And like, we're not old. We're not old shits or whatever. Like,
no, if we were old shits, we wouldn't be doing
I don't want you to be like, hey, they're super old. We're not old.
No, how old are you?
I'm 26.
And I am 29. So.
So, yeah. Millennials. Hell yeah. Here.
Hey. We just wanted to start a podcast and like kind of live our life and tell y'all how we've lived our lives and what we've kind of learned.
Yeah.
And if we haven't learned it yet, we kind of want to learn it with you guys.
Yeah. I mean, so, life is a mysterious thing. I don't want to like. But it is. It's mysterious. Like, you don't know what's going to happen.
Well, explain yourself a little bit. Tell us who you are.
My name is Austin. I'm 26. I'm a pharmacy technician. If you don't know what that is, I give you your medication.
He's the one that gives you the drugs, the good stuff.
You're welcome. I work full time.
What do you like to do?
Oh, I love movies, scary movies.
I love scary movies.
Scary movies are my shit.
I love scary movies.
Scary movies are my shit. I like to have fun. I like to drink.
We both love to drink.
Drinking is so much fun. But if you're underage, don't condone it. Drinking it. Underage.
We definitely don't.
When you come of age,
that.
It's fun. But it is. It really is.
It really is. Like, we've had a blast of doing it. Not to lie.
Yes.
You have a niece and a nephew.
I do have a niece and a nephew.
You have
I have
brothers,
a twin
sisters.
Brother. I have a younger brother and a younger sister. We are very close. And, I mean, yeah. And I like pepperonis.
I like
and cheese. Oh, who does not love cheese? If you're a lactose intolerant and listen to this podcast, I'm totally sorry.
We feel bad for you.
Cheese is where it's at.
I agree. I totally agree.
Love
so,
cheese.
My name's Morgan. I am 29 years old, like we said earlier.
Yeah.
I have 4 kids.
Yes.
Three of them are girls. One of them's a boy. Two of them have went on to be with the Lord. And my youngest girl is 3. Her name's Sloan.
Oh, my God. Sloan.
And she is precious as all get out. And then we have Cohen, who is just turned 1. So, I'm a mom, a full-time mom. I don't have a job. So, that is my job.
Yes.
And my husband works for the railroad. So, I sit at home and take care of kids in the household. And me and Austin like to sit here, hang out,
like
drink
a
few beverages, and cook.
We do.
We like to cook.
We love to cook.
So,
food is awesome.
We wanted to sit here and kind of spill the tea with everybody about like random situations.
Random shit.
And we want everybody to kind of, if you don't know where to look to in life, you can kind of look through our podcast and like see, hey, they've been through it a little bit.
Like,
or,
we don't judge. We're so non-judgmental.
Yeah.
I guess that's, I could say that. We're not.
No. Definitely not judgmental. Mm-hmm. We see, or we try to see all sides of the story and every side of a circle, even though a circle doesn't have a side. So that should like try and tell you.
Yeah.
You know, like we try and see every angle of anything. So, what are we going to talk about tonight? Austin?
We can talk about whatever. I don't.
We've like sat here and like contemplated. We're like, oh, we're gonna do a podcast.
We have,
and we don't know exactly where to start. And I feel like we're human in that. Like we don't want to hit anybody, and we don't want to hurt anybody, or you know, anything like that. So, I guess tonight we're gonna talk about roommates.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, we can. We can do that.
Okay. So I'm married. But I also have lived with roommates before. And there is very touchy subjects when you come to living with somebody else that's not your significant other.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't know how to talk about finances.
Nope.
You don't know how to talk about splitting bills at all. You don't know how to talk about cleaning, personal space.
Yeah.
Inviting other guests over
if you have a roommate that's also your friend.
Oh, yeah.
That makes it super hard.
Because you don't know how to address the situation at all. So, how do you go about it? And hopefully, that's how you'll kind of learn from us and our situations, like how we've went about it and how we've, kind of addressed all situations.
Yeah.
So, well, I know personally that I've been in a roommate situation to where I've had to address financial situations.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing, in my opinion, when you have a roommate. You literally have to sit there and y'all have to figure out if you're on the same page.
No. I mean, if you don't pay your bills, it's going to be cut off.
Yeah. And especially if you're
that's
the one,
embarrassing to be like, hey, my power's cut off.
Uh-huh.
My water's cut off. You need that stuff to, survive.
Oh, yeah. That's not, that's not a necessity. That's, a necessity.
You need it.
That's not, I want. That's
yeah.
what I need.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you're, sitting there just, I don't know. I've never had to be in that situation to where I've had to tell my roommate, hey, this is how it's got to be.
Yeah.
This is, and I don't know what I would do. I just know from my personality that I would be probably more stern than... And they wouldn't take it well. So
yeah. I'm not as stern as I need to be. But it'll happen.
Yeah.
It'll happen later on. Hopefully.
Something that needs to happen.
Hopefully. Yeah.
What about groceries? Do you split groceries? Do you just buy groceries, let them eat that? And then expect them to buy groceries and then you can
eat theirs? Sometimes we split groceries. Sometimes we don't. But I buy what I want to and I be kind of petty about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I buy this for me. If I know it's missing, I know
you obviously ate it.
Yeah, exactly. So, but you should split groceries.
Some people, they see it kind of like a marriage.
Yeah.
Whether they want to believe it or not, they feel like what's yours is theirs and what's theirs is yours, so they feel like they can eat your stuff. And I feel like that's not the case.
Well, and living with a roommate, it's like marriage or whatever. I'm like, if I have this much trouble with a roommate, I don't want to get married.
Yeah.
So you just have to find your you have to speak up, fill in your peace or whatever. I don't know, but it's hard. It's tough.
Yeah.
And you have to learn from it.
What about, somebody who, I don't know, it's hard to, talk about finances with other people.
Yeah,
even
I know.
If they're your roommate. You don't want to talk about finances.
And if you're listening to this and you're rich, I don't, skip past this because.
Or come to us and just give us a little bit of wealth, okay?
Exactly.
Because, where we come from, you live paycheck to paycheck. You literally just sit here and you know. This much amount of my paycheck goes to this.
Yeah.
This goes to this. This goes to that. And I have $100 for 2 weeks.
And it's going to be sometimes where you're I can't go out or hang out with my friends. And, that's okay. You have to realize, you have priorities.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'd love to come out and hang out with my friends
but
and
I'd
all that.
Rather have power.
But, yeah, I'd rather have power or water or whatever.
Yeah.
My priorities are different now that I'm grown up. I'm only 26, but I just moved out, so.
Yeah, let's get a little background on Austin, by the way.
Yeah, I lived with my mom and dad until I was 26. I just now moved out. I've been out on my own, 2 months?
2 months.
So,
and he's learning, bills work.
Yeah, I'm just now learning, the hard way about, how things are working and all that, so.
And there's no better time than the present. Honestly, you've heard that saying, and you all have to learn sometime, somehow. No matter if someone tells you that this is how it's probably going to go, you don't want to listen to anybody. You want to know, like, you want to learn for yourself. That's what makes you a strong human being, is learning from mistakes, or not even a mistake, just learning for yourself.
Yeah.
So sometimes, like we've all, you know, talked about, roommates suck.
They do.
And it's not because you don't love them. It's not because you don't agree to live with them and, like, through thick and thin. It's just because sometimes when you live with people, they don't agree to the same standards that you have, like, been raised upon and that you know. You know, so you can be completely excited to go be living with somebody, and they tell you one thing, and you've been raised to do the right thing. You've been raised to know how to pay your bills. You've been raised to know that you have to work hard for this, and some people weren't. Mm-hmm. And so it's really hard to, like, figure out.
You have a
out.
Different way of living with, like, not everybody's going to live the same way you do, and you have to learn that. And that's my thing. Like, I have a hard time accepting that, like, other people have different ways of living, and
it's hard to see and, like, hard to accept when you have never had to live with somebody other than your family. It really is hard to accept, like, whether you want to believe it or not, and whether you're the most open-minded person in the entire world and you think that you can live with anybody on the planet, you cannot live with anybody on the planet. Like, it doesn't matter if they just live, like, leave a bowl in the sink. Just a bowl. Just one bowl. And it, like, pisses you off. And you're like, okay, no, where I came from, we clean our dishes right when we get done. You know, we put it up. And then some people don't clean the bowl. Some people, they came from, you leave it in the sink until it gets full. And then you, like, and then you do it. I mean, everybody lives different. So it's like one of those things where you have to, like, sit there and try and adjust your life to a whole new way of being.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't want to upset somebody else, too. And the question is your roommate the exact same type of person that's willing to adjust to your life?
Yeah.
Or y'all's life together? Or are they going to be stuck in their ways?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just...
Well, like Morgan said, it's like marriage, you know? Like, I didn't know what I was getting into. And I'm sure, like, anybody else who has a roommate, there's going to be hard times.
Oh, yeah.
But it is like marriage. Like, you don't know what you're getting into until, like, behind closed doors in this situation, you know. You can know somebody outside of the house or whatever, but you don't know how they are.
Inside the house. Yeah, and
exactly.
Behind closed doors.
So, yeah, behind closed doors. And you just have to, you shouldn't change your ways or anything. Like, just continue what you're doing, and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Like, you're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, it's called compromise. You know, like, and a lot of people don't see that. A lot of people don't see a roommateship, is what we're gonna call it, as a relationship. Okay, like, it doesn't matter if it's between two girls, two guys, a girl and a guy.
Yeah.
You're in a relationship, whether it be just a roommate partnership. You're in a relationship, and you're taking care of a household together. And a lot of people don't see it that way. So
that's how it is.
If y'all have any questions about being a roommate, or anything in general,
or advice, we can give you advice. We're not stupid.
Hell, or give us advice.
Yeah,
I mean,
give us
anything.
Advice for real.
Austin's single, has a roommate. I'm married, so obviously I have a roommate,
and, you have,
and plus kids.
Like, three roommates.
So, I mean, if anybody has anything to give us as well, we'd be open to suggestions. And
we would have a fan base. I love a fan base.
I would love it. I would love for anybody to just give us questions. It would be so fun.
Too.
So, if you have anything, just let us know.
And seeing, like, we'll build our podcast, YouTube channel, whatever. Like, we'll have this.
We'll do it, like,
we
what?
Want it
once
to blow
a week?
Up. We can do that.
We'll do it, like, once a week. And so, if y'all have any questions or anything, we might base, like, next week's show on...
questions?
Hey, what y'all want to know?
We can answer whatever.
So, y'all just let us know. We... We really just enjoy sitting here and, like, spending time with each other.
I mean, really, I don't think there's, like, any, like, no limits.
No.
I mean, to an extent, but, like, there's really no limits between us. So, yeah. We're
very open.
We are.
So, a little too open at times.
Yes, but for real, yeah, just contact us through...
Whatever podcast media, social media, all that kind of stuff. We don't really know at this point in time because we're just starting.
Yeah, so, we're just starting. So bear with us.
And I feel like we're going to do this once a week. So
yes, I would love to.
We might not have a set day as of now because Austin has work. He's a very responsible adult.
And we are just now starting. So.
But hopefully one of these days we'll have, like, a set day where we do it, like, on Wednesdays.
We still got to think of, like, a name.
Yeah.
Have we thought of a name?
Spill the tea,
Spill the tea. Spill the tea. See, we're still, like, non-decisive.
We're going to, like, put it out there, spill the tea. It's going to happen. But we might change.
I like spill the tea.
I like spill the tea, too.
People see, like, spill the tea, they're like...
Oh.
They got some a lot to talk
about. They got a lot of shit to say.
But, yeah.
And we do. We have a lot of shit to say. Yeah. So, all right. Well, and also, we did determine that we're going to talk about shows we like to watch.
We do, yes.
So,
and, like, I mean, like, if you listen to this, like, and you don't watch these shows, don't listen, like, spoiler alerts. We don't want to do that.
No, I don't want to do spoiler alerts.
But if you listen to this and you're like, hey, I watch the show. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we shouldn't do spoilers. Like, you know, we should talk about, like, what's going on, but at the same time, we shouldn't say who so-and-so picked or who so-and-so got voted out or blah, blah,
like, Big Brother, if y'all watch Big Brother, this is your channel.
And if we do ever do spoiler alerts because we get so excited,
I know.
We'll alert. Yeah. We'll say, hello, stop watching.
Yeah, we'll alert that, like, at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah. So... Well, we love y'all. And
we love you.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yes.
And listening to our drunken rants.
I guess. Okay.
Is what we can call it. So.
We can do drunken rants.
Ooh, not spill a tea. Drunken rants.
Y'all let us know. If you're listening, like, if it gets big, y'all let us know what we should call ourselves.
Drunken rants or spill the tea.
But I like drunken rants.
Drunken rants is fun. That was just random.
People would see that and be like, I'm drunk. Let me listen to this.
Drunken rants. Like,
or spill the tea. Either way, like, we're perfectly fine.
We could call it drunken tea. Yeah.
Drunken tea. Or I drank the tea.
Yeah.
But let us know.
We still don't know.
What y'all, your vote is.
And we'll probably do it.
Yeah.
Whatever y'all say. All right, well, we love you guys.
Yes.
And once again...
And maybe we'll, like, open up every episode, like, taking a shot of something.
Oh, yeah, we
like
should.
Like wine,
like
vodka,
a new like, every day, like, we should do a different one.
Yeah.
Even though we don't, like, drink it, per se.
Yeah.
Because...
Like, just how we're feeling.
I drink beer.
If we're having a shitty day, we'll drink Fireball. Because it's hell on earth.
Get loose, yeah. All right, we'll do it.
It's okay. If, like, we're having a good day, we'll just take shots of... Vodka.
No, wine, maybe.
Oh, wine.
Or
yes.
We could do, like, something like a Mike's Hard Lemonade or something. Okay, yeah. We're rambling. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you.
And we appreciate it.
We hope to make this a real thing.
Yeah.
We tried a couple of weeks ago, and it didn't happen.
Apparently, we were.
We forgot to save her whole podcast, but...
And it was probably
anyways.
A good one.
All right.
Well, we love you guys.
We love you.
Morgan.
And Austin.
Out.
Bye.
We're a little too insane for this, okay?
I know.
But thanks for listening.
Is this still recording? Oh.